The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Dr. Dennis Brown telling you why you need to be there.
This is not an ordinary conference. You know, we are programmed to follow our time, our calendar, our alarm clock. But God is slowing us down, and God is slowing you down to move from the Kronos time to the Kairos time. And the Kairos time is the opportune time where God chooses, like Adam, in the cool of the day to make his divine visitation. And I believe this conference is a Kairos moment where God is going to have a divine visitation to rearrange, realign again, and reset our marriages, our home, reset the men in his mandate to operate, manifest, and demonstrate what God has called us to be from the beginning, to have dominion, to have that kingdom culture and that kingdom governance. You can't miss this. It's transformational. It's going to move you to another dimension that you have never been before, where you're going to be seeing things that you have never seen. And you're going to be doing things that you have never done. And you will be going places that you have never gone. Just like God said, the Lord says to Joshua, you have never been this way before. You got to be there. You got to be there.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's doing in his body is developing a people that will be the same all the time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not up sometime and down sometime and, you know, mean sometime and nice sometime and happy sometime and just sad and you can't comfort them sometime. Amen. That's carnal. Somebody say carnal. Because guess what? After a while, you get over it, right? Amen. And you get back to yourself. Well, see, God wants to develop you there to where you don't have those pockets. Because see, what he's going to give you to carry, you ain't going to be, you won't have time, nor will you have space to have times like that. Amen. When God entrusts you with a great deal of influence, you ain't got time to be messing up in front of everybody and acting a certain way and, and his body is going to become the most influential entity on the planet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell somebody he's giving us keys. So we see here Jesus hadn't done anything, but he was affirmed by the Father. Tell somebody I'm already affirmed. I don't have to perform. Do you understand? When you were born again, God affirmed you. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Well, Lord, I ain't done nothing yet. When you start doing stuff, you start messing up anyway.
Amen. Amen.
God knows you'll mess up.
Amen.
But that's not what determines whether he affirms you or not. He's already affirmed you.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I'm affirmed.
I'm affirmed.
Now what I must do in this journey, I must learn to yield to God's dealings in my life. So he may develop stature. If I don't yield, I'm still affirmed. I'm just not blessed like I should be blessed. I'm just not progressing. I'm not successful in this life. I'm saved. I'm going. I belong to him. But am I accomplishing or am I involved in destiny? What I'm supposed to be. What I'm supposed to do. What I'm supposed to steward. What I'm supposed to possess.
Amen.
That's the issue now. It's not an issue of whether we're born. No, we're affirmed. At your lowest point. And honestly, we've all been there. When you get low, when you almost feel like giving up, you're still affirmed by God. And were it not for his mercy and grace, you'd stay there. But he's teaching us to stay on top of stuff. And a great part that plays in that is your words. Now we see here the Father affirmed Jesus, right? Go to Matthew chapter 16, and I think it's starting at verse 13. Yeah. Scripture says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. That's what folk are saying. He said unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Simon Barjona, Simon son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that you are Peter, no more Simon. Somebody said there was a shift there. You are Peter, and upon this rock, this revelation of me that you received, I will build my church, my ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Let's pause there for a moment. Peter received something, a revelation. Now, in the context in which this is written, this is the first time. Now, where Jesus was, he was in Caesarea Philippi. That was a very wicked place. As a matter of fact, many writers say that he was standing in front of the mouth of the cave where all the child sacrifice and all that stuff took place, and all the different deities were worshipped, and where the fallen 200, the ones that created the Nephilim, came down. He was standing in front of there, and he was saying, kind of educating on that. Then he said, who do men say I am? And it was there that God gave to Peter the revelation. Yes, and Peter said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. If you read on in the Gospels, everything from there shifted. Jesus began to take him to a deeper level. Yes, in that next chapter, he took him up to the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. They saw his glory. He began to tell them, now you have a capacity. Now, because you have this revelation, now you understand, I have to go to Jerusalem and die. I have to suffer of the elders, and da, da, da. He didn't tell them that before, until then, until Peter received that revelation. Amen? Amen? So it was that revelation that started to take him deeper. Amen. But what was Peter saying? Peter simply said what God the Father said in Matthew chapter 3. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Peter said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. He simply said what God said. Somebody gonna get it there after a while. He simply said what God said. And what happened? It shifted everything in the earth. Everything started then. That's when everything started getting tight. Everything started happening. Everything started moving when that revelation. Why? Someone said what God said. Amen. We looked at in Timothy how every word of God is inspired or God breathed. the gospel, the word of God is God breathed. It's not just another book. You can read books. There are some books that are anointed by the Spirit. But you can read books and they're just words, ideas, information, thoughts. They carry a spirit. But the scriptures are God breathed. In other words, they have creative force there. In essence, when you speak the word of God, it has a creative force. It has the ability to bring what God said into the planet. You can talk all you want to talk, and everything around you be confused and jumbled up. But when you start speaking what God said, this is why Jesus only said what he heard his Father say through the Spirit of God and what the Scripture says. And he did it in the face of hostile crowds, hostility. People wanted to kill him, but he was not afraid. See, what was lacking in the West is courage. Too many itching ears. Too many people want their ears tickled. They, you know, they won't come. They won't give. They won't do. You know, not everywhere, but I'm just saying as a rule, that's a spirit that the enemy has dumbed down the church with. Amen. Rather than wanting to hear truth, tell me something that make me feel good.
Amen.
Right? Not everywhere, because God has remnants. God has people that love him that are really truly seeking after him. But in general, this is what the enemy uses to dumb down, to water down, to cause the capacity for God to be shrunk. People just, you know, let me do some drive-by church. They drive through and get a five-minute sermon. I'm on my way.
Amen.
Hope people do that. 6 points in a poem and dismiss. Let's go have our coffee. Yeah, I'm not criticizing nobody. The reality is the enemy wants to push God out the picture altogether. And so there's just a routine. Feeling good about a routine. But the Lord said, blessed are you, Simon. And he changed his name from Simon Bar-Jonah to Peter, a rock. This is what's going to solidify you and cause you to prosper in this life. You're going to be an instrument in my hands. Amen. Why? Because you said what my Father said.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.